Good day, folks. This is a brand new day, a different day than yesterday. However, it's still the same moment in time, still the same now. Isn't that intriguing when you think about it? This moment in time is the only moment in time that'll be this exact way. At 9:39 a.m. on July 24th, this is the only moment in time that will exist of this specific circumstance. That's pretty special. When you think about that, that's really special. Here's a song that popped into my brain. I'm gonna see what we can do here. Da 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 da. This moment will never be the same exact recreated moment that it was a millisecond ago. It never will be. That's intriguing to me. I'm going to read to you this only a piece of last year's Kapow. This year, Kapow Intergalactic Film Festival is happening at the NoHo 7, September 24th? No, September 28th through October 4th. That's what it is. Submit your films, folks. KapowIFF.com. We had people flying in from Switzerland, Sweden, North Carolina, Colorado, New York, Massachusetts, Argentina, all over the world, these folks came in. These are some of the, I'm just reading this one page. This is one of the pages out of many of the pages I had here. I'm just going to read you all the notes here on the page. First, I'm going to read to you what's typed. Now, these are titles of movies, okay? So this is finishing up something. So, Reap, Intrepid. And at 3:30, Social Media and the Future of Modern Entertainment. Free seminar to Kapow IFF ticket holders, 1 hour. 4:50, Bizarre Short Film Block, 1 hour and 42 minutes. Being Pretty, Mermaid, Blind Spot, Alpha, Betas, Come Sweet Earth, Dead Friends, Disconnected, Neptune Fountain, which my buddy Jason Carr, he did that. It's a not stop motion, what do you call it? Time lapse of him restoring this fountain. The Neptune Fountain. It's amazing what he does there. Reckless Juliet's The Wolf. At 7:20, Lockhart. Feature film Lockhart for an hour and 45 minutes. Lockhart was edited and I believe color corrected by our buddy Christopher Gordon. Mr. Gordon, who helped out immensely with Bloody Bobby. 10 p.m., Crypto Force Alpha for 6 minutes. First House on the Hill for an hour and 25 minutes. The 12th, Sunday, 10 a.m., Chapman University Films, 2 hours worth. 1 p.m., Victor Goodview, Troma Entertainment, 1 hour 22 minutes. We had quite a few Troma films. We had at least one for each day, sometimes two on some days. Those guys sent them in to us for free to let us screen them for free. Victor Goodview was one of them. Sock Puppets from Outer Space. Slimed was another. Just a bunch of... It was so great to be able to screen these. 3 o'clock, Lori Franks, A Life in the Theater. Hour and 5 minutes. That was a documentary about Lori Franks. She was there to answer questions. It was very inspirational. 5 p.m., Kapow Rewind Shorts Block for an hour and 27 minutes. Hollywood's Greatest Trick, New York 2015 trailer, Off Grid, If You Really, Really Love Me, and The Earth Will Be Lost to the Flames, Chrysalis, Glenda, Therapy, Transport, A Dragon's Tale, Fanny Pack, New York 2015 TV pilot. 7:30, Dinner with Anna for an hour and 13 minutes. 10 o'clock, The 5 Year for an hour and 35 minutes. 13th, Monday, 12:45 p.m. Dad, where are you? I am lost. An hour and 57 minutes. 3:15, The Rock Man for an hour and 26 minutes. 5 p.m., Inspirato Short Films Block for an hour and 40 minutes. Blind Sight for 4 minutes, Alchemy 14 minutes, Vertical Lines 4 minutes, Emerge 30 minutes, Garjana High 6 minutes. So that's what I have just on this page. That was for last year at Kapow. We've got probably a couple hundred entries this year. Oh, so these are just the notes I wrote down here, so you can hear that, as you can kind of see what went on in my mind during this time. Table in front of theater to check people in. Tell John and Amy. Jim. Tell Jim and Amy about screening. Yeah, I screened the Jake Kaufman variety show. Something I put together of these home videos and videos that I shot and Vines of my buddy Jake Kaufman, who was stabbed to death. Still trying to figure out who the real murderer is. It says here, my roommate escort. My roommate is an escort. 3 o'clock, 5:15. It says here, how many 360 Flies? Oh, yeah, that was when 360 Fly was going to sponsor us and give us, you know, like a bunch of those to give away as awards. 9 final draft copies. Best writer. Raffle winner who must be present at ceremony to win it free. Make promo. Get nominations figured out. Write down all emails from Film Freeway. $30 a day pass. $60 a week pass. So those are all the notes that I have on this page right here concerning last year's Kapow IFF. There's a lot of planning going into this. Trying to figure out each film block. You got to figure out. So let's say if you have a block for, you know, 2 hours, sometimes an hour and a half, 2 hours. So you try to fit stuff in there that fits together. It's like making a mixtape. So you got the whole film festival, which is like one big mixtape, but then you have all these subcategory mixtapes, so to speak. Let's say if you do a mixtape series, and then each side of those cassettes has to be at specific. You know, I'm just using the analogy of back in the day when we used to make mixtapes where there was a certain ebb and flow, a certain, you know, climax, denouement, all that jazz, and the way that you fit it in there. And that's kind of like what it is for this film festival. And there are all these little things where people are pulling their movies out at the last minute and then people trying to shoehorn movies in at the last minute. It's crazy. And then you want to fit in seminars and stuff. We had a women's panel. We had a woman from Star Trek Next Generation. A producer of Quantum Leap, an actress from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That was awesome. It was so cool to see that, to see these folks up there talking. Just really cool. So I invite you to send your films to Kapow this year. I hope to see him on the silver screen.
Don't you guys know that you're not supposed to mix grain with grape? That is a surefire way to get sick. I remember this one time. I was at this Mexican restaurant. Do you know La Paz in Calabasas? Yeah, they have a lot of motorcycles there actually on Sundays for their brunch. But my daughter's Girl Scout troop is selling Girl Scout cookies at a little table about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And this woman is so drunk because it was unlimited champagne. She is passed out on the ground and the cops had to come. I was so embarrassed. The poor Girl Scout troop. And they still remember the drunk lady. You know what? Well, we won't talk about my past.
Wow. It was such an incredible message and great story by Maria Humphreys of Strong Body, Strong Soul. You know, you can tell that Maria is listening to your podcast based on the comments that she makes in your, she'll call you up and leave messages in your message box. I've heard it on other people's podcasts, and it's just so cool. I don't know how so many of you podcasters are able to listen to so many podcasts while you're in the middle of busy making so many podcasts. Check out Maria's, check out her station. She's always filled with positivity, always filled with light. If you were to go to, you know, it's like the equivalent I'm imagining of like holy water. If you were to drink holy water, you're like, oh my gosh, this is pure. It's integrity. It's authentic. Authenticism at its finest, at its refinest. Check out her podcast, please. And, oh, by the way, her comment was in relation to, I have a podcast where I'm with the Otley crew at the Surf Rodeo. And something happens with a young girl in the audience. And that is Maria's comment about not mixing gin with wine. That's a great story, Maria. Thank you so much for sharing it. And I look forward to hearing more in the future.
Future.
For some reason, this just popped into my brain. Have you ever done, usually you find these things at parties growing up, light as a feather, stiff as a board. Do you remember that? Light as a feather, stiff as a board. And everybody would try to lift up one of your friends, and then you'd go light as a feather, stiff as a board, light as a feather, stiff as a board. And then you'd lift him up again, and it was much, 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 much easier. Now, looking back on that, I'm thinking that is an extraordinary symbolic representation of what happens when you get people harmonized into a common wave, a common frequency, when everyone's harmonized into that. And they all have that can-do attitude, the yes, and the yes, we'll get it done kind of thing. It's astounding. It's just amazing how it all works. So light as a feather, stiff as a board. See if you've talked, see if you've ever done that. Talk to anyone you know. See if they've done it. I think it's a really good thing to keep in mind for future projects, future endeavors, and you know, actually, I'm thinking it would be a great thing to chant. Let's say if you got a writer's meeting with a bunch of people, a bunch of writers in a room, you all go, light as a feather, stiff as a board, light as a feather, stiff as a board. And you kind of put yourself into that mentality. You synchronize your brains. You could use that as sort of the permission slip to synchronize your brains into that, okay, we're on the same playing field here. Like, let's all figure out a way for this stuff to fit in here. I'm almost done with this wedding video. So that's something else I'm very excited about. And then on to Buddy Bobby stuff. Take care for now.
This is Man Behind the Machine, and you are listening to Inspirato Projecto Radio, 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 Radio.
Say, I've got an idea. This idea just blipped the antenna. How about I have an Inspirato Projecto open mic for anyone who wants to enter? That's what we'll call it. The Inspirato Projecto open mic. Anyone who hears this, who is listening to Inspirato Projecto through Anchor, feel free to leave me a minute message. Could be music. It could be a haiku. Could be 1 minute of comedy. Could be you reading a passage from your favorite novel. It could be you reading the list of ingredients on your favorite shampoo. It could be the sound of you petting your cat. It could be the sound of your toes squishing in mud. It could be the sound of you plucking an apple from a tree and biting into it. It could be the sound of you chasing your dog through a meadow. It could be the sound of you playing frisbee with your next-door neighbor. It could be the sound of your next-door neighbor's lawnmower in the distance while you recite Shakespearean quotations. Whatever you want. Kids splashing in the pool. Sound of someone jumping on a trampoline. Any and all of it. How fun! I will MC it. Yep. I might MC it. We'll see. Actually, name your I got an idea. Name your favorite celebrity. If you're listening to this through Anchor, first of all, send me a message, number one, of your talent, you know, whatever it is. Just whatever it is you say in there is what it's going to be. So just do it. Unless your talent is explaining your talent, that's also feasible. I rarely use that word, but feasible sounds like a good word to use right now. Feasible. If you're not listening to this through Anchor, you can always send me through inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com. You can send me that audio. I prefer if it was a minute, then I could power pack it. How fun would that be? 1 hour of just blammo. Or heck, 30 minutes. Maybe I could do a half-hour episode. Ooh, that would be fun. Half-hour episode. Hour episode. Man, the gears are turning. Okay, so send that, and then also, send me a message about what celebrity, living or in the afterlife, whom you would like to hear MC. Are there a few celebrities? Perhaps there are a few. Let me know. Could be an author, could be a musician, a painterman. A carpenterian. It could be a poet. Could be a skateboardist. It could be a refrigerator maker. It could be a cat food sharer. It could be a pool boy. Maybe you're just like, I want this award ceremony. Award ceremony? How funny is that? Yeah, we'll call it the award ceremony. It's an open mic, and we'll call it the award ceremony. Yeah, that's it. Joke's on them. We've hijacked the name. We've officially hijacked the name. Award ceremony. That's what it's going to be. That's going to be... Oh, God. That's brilliant. Award ceremony. That's going to be the title of this sequence, actually. Award ceremony. Award ceremony. Oh, my God. So, whoever you want to be... the presenters of the awards. And by awards, I mean your talent. Your 1 minute, whatever it is. The sound of you breakdancing. The sound of you watching breaking. The sound of you... Oh, the sound of you watching Breakin' and Breakin' Bad. And Electric Boogaloo. Boy, oh boy. And Beat Street while we're at it. Did they ever have a Beat Street too? If not, it's time to put that sequel together. You know, what would be a really generous idea? Maybe it's already back in. I don't know. Maybe it's just not making loud enough waves. Breakdancing, the time is now for it to come back. So, unless there are already breakdance movies, I've started adding breakdancing to Stony Shores' repertoire at Yachtly Cruise shows. So, watch for those. Those are little Easter eggs. So I think if we bring together the best of the best, anyone who's been in a breakdance movie, bring them together, and holy moly, they have to, maybe, ooh, this would be good. It could be a robot. It could be some kind of creature, a hybrid. We haven't had like a hybrid creature. Robot, I almost said squid. I don't want to say that. That's Max Neptune right there. Something big, and they have to—they have a break dance, you know, battle with this robot, and it just doesn't anticipate it. It breaks down. This thing starts breaking down. Ooh, talk about breaking. Ooh, it's a symbolic representation. It's breaking down. Maybe it's a 24-hour breakdance battle. So they're tagging in. Okay, boom, you now. Oh, you now. And the robot is just losing its nuts and bolts. Maybe there's someone inside. A person or a few people. Maybe we're led to believe it's only one. Maybe we're led to believe there's no one in there. And then bam, then we see that there's one person who is piloting it. And then we end up finding out that there are actually more. So, that's part of it, I'm thinking. And then I'll get, like, Crafty St. James in there. We'll get him in there doing freestyle. We'll get freestyle bikes. Oh, man. And skateboarding. Let's bring skateboarding movies back. When was the last time we saw a good skateboarding movie? It's time to bring it back, man. And bring back all these old skaters that were, you know, that were awesome back in the day. We'll even put Jason Lee in there, however, he'll have a minimal part. Maybe he's like speaking to them. Maybe they channel him. They think he's dead. They channel his ghost, but they tune into him. He's meditating on top of a mountain. He's just, you know, retired from skateboarding. Something like that. Could be that. Doesn't have to be. Maybe he's wearing a cape. And after the end credits, bam! We see him, we see like a full minute of him sitting still. And then bam! He just flies off into the sky. It'd be funny to do a movie like that that's got three of those endings. Three. So you become known as the movie that does three endings every time. Three of those quick little things. And one of them could be like an animation that then continues, you know, at the end of the next movie at the bottom of it. So that's an idea. Wow, it's been a while since I went to the library. I'm going to check out this new place that's around a corner. They call it the Nature Library. Oh, here we are. Oh.
Hi, how may I help you?
Well, I'm looking for a quiet place to read my Mark Twain novel. And,
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Nature Library.
Thank you so much.
It's always quiet here. You can always get peace of mind and read whatever you want to read. There's a tree stump over there you can sit on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Boy, you're right. It is so serene out here. It is so... I couldn't hear a pin drop if I tried.
See? That's why I work here.
I can see why you would work here.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. That's why I work here.
Oh. It almost sounds like you're alluding to a conversation we had earlier. I just met you right now.
Yeah, like I said, that's why I work here. All this nature, you can't even hear a pin drop. That's what I always say.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, look at these leaves over here. They're just waving. Hi, guys. And gals. Your leaves are looking beautiful today. You guys are waving up a storm. You guys are waving up a storm. Hi. Hi, guys. Hey, guys. Hey. Hey, guys. You guys are waving up a storm. I'm waving at you right now, and you're waving right back at me, aren't you? I see you guys. I see you. Whenever I start to wave to you guys, then the other ones start picking up more. It's interesting. You have to see this to witness it. You're at least getting the sounds of it. At some point in the holographic universe future, they'll be able to reconstruct these sounds into the actual visuals that I'm looking at. This is incredible. I'm so glad I chose the Nature Library today to read this Mark Twain novel. Ain't nothing like reading a Huck Finn paperback. Dog-eared and underlined. Whilst sitting on a tree stump. Under shade. Under shady shade. Under shady shade. Just reading a book. Plucking the fruits. Plucking the fruits. From the branches. Plucking thine fruits from thine branches. Are you plucking the fruits from thine branches? Why, yes, I am. Who are you?
I am the gardener here.
Gardener?
The gardener.
The gardener?
Yes. It's what I do.
You seem like a very happy person. Are you happy?
I'm exquisitely happy and always on the loose.
You're always on the loose from what?
On the lamb.
You're on the loose from... You're on the lamb?
Yes, I ride it from locale to locale.
You ride the lamb from locale to locale. Is that like a part of SoCal?
the locale. The localities. The localities. The localities and... The localities and providences.
Localities and providences. I gotcha. I remember reading about providences and territories in history class growing up.
Oh, yes. Everybody learns about that. All of that is very important. It's always important to learn about that because then you can have a conversation with someone in the future about it.
Yeah. Yes. You can. You can totally have conversations with people about that stuff. Providences and territories.
Yes, like we're having one right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, if I never took that history class, if they never forced me to take that class in school, I wouldn't have learned about that information. I wouldn't be having this conversation with you, et cetera, et cetera, so forth, right?
Yes, see? School is good. It's important. Very important. A plus B equals C, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Algebra.
Algebra, yes. Algebra. See, for instance, if I didn't take algebra, I wouldn't have been able to talk with you about...
A plus B equals...
C equals C, and sometimes Y.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's alphabetical thing. That's an alphabetical thing.
Oh, yeah. It could also be a Dewey Decimal thing, right?
Well, yes, of course, in the library, yes. We use Dewey Decimal systems all of the time.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun, wouldn't it? You're making a movie about Dewey and his decimal system. I believe I wrote that down someplace. Dewey and his decimal system. Young Dewey. He's young Dewey. Decimaling a system. Dewey. We'll all be using his system in the libraries across town, in the territories and providences, in the cities and villages around, in the towns and rural areas. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another history song. You just heard it. See, you thought I was introducing a new song. No, I thought I was introducing a new song, but I didn't realize it was actually a retro, one of those retroactive introductions that they've been doing lately. It's a retroactive introduction. That's my specialty, actually. I'm going to start, specializing in retroactive introductions. I'll be the main specialist. Excuse me, sir. These are some of the... let me play a training video for you here. Hold on, let me get the VCR. Mm-hmm. In today's class, we're going to learn how to retroactively introduce something. You can tell this is an old VHS tape. In this video, we will show you how to add an intro. An intro? An intro? Damn it, this thing is... Add an introduction to anything you want to. It doesn't matter whether it was made in the past or if it's something you're making now. It doesn't matter if it's something you... Oh, man, this thing is... Okay, well, you know what? The VCR broke, but I'll just explain it in layman's terms, jargon. That's the word. I'll relay it to you in layman's jargon. The simplest jargon I can give you here, the simplest jargon, matrix jargon, that I can deliver to you, on the double, with no trouble. Without bursting a bubble. Without a rumble or a grumble. Definitely no... fumble. Ah! No fumbles. There will be no fumbles. Will be no fumbles. When it comes time to... let me put it easy. Easy and simple. When you want to retroactively introduce something, you find that media. Is it audio? Is it visual, for instance? Is it something that you witnessed a photograph of and it's still out there somewhere? If you want to add a retroactive introduction, some of the good sources you can use these days is, what's that popular video sharing site? It's not Daily Motion. It's not, Vimeo? Vine? No. Vimeo. Vimeo. No, not Vimeo. Vine? Vino? Vino? No, not Vino. Not YouTube. YouTube. Vivo? Oh, no. The Vivo Las Vegas. That's something different. That's a Presley song, Presley classic. Vivo Las Vegas. No, Vivo Reno. Vivo. No, it was called Vivo Reno. Vivo Reno. If my something. Well, anyway, YouTube. You can use a service like YouTube if you want to put that piece of media up. Let's say if it's in an audio format, chances are you're going to have to find a company that can transfer that reel-to-reel footage. In this day and age, they're calling it data. And you just have to get... a proper reel-to-reel machine. I would use gloves. We would use gloves here at the facility. Right now, our facility is virtual. But we're a startup company. We're going to have offices national and across the pond as our subsidiaries in the UK will tell you. Get someone with a reel-to-reel player. You want to get that film rolling. Get the audio going, the signal, get the wavelengths and the signals going through that thing. What you're going to do then, that specialist, look up in the yellow pages, you'll find it somewhere. You can look under audio specialist, that's probably the safest bet. Thumb your way through the yellow pages, let your fingers do the talking. Go to the specialist and say, hey, can you put this onto... can you get this onto more of something more modern, more of a cassette? I would say go for the 8-track, but maybe straight to cassette. Have them get it on cassette for you. They have the high fidelity ones. I always like the high fidelity ones, the high bias, because you can get all levels, especially when you got those bands that are really concerned about getting the little tiny nuggets in there, like Depeche Mode. Those guys, they get those little sounds in there. Weird Al's good for this too. Especially if you're going to strap on a pair of those high fidelity headphones. Sony might make some. So get that onto a cassette, please. Have them transfer that data, if the footage, the audio format, the analog, right onto the cassette, please. And then... or the facility can do it. get it on there. So then we actually have a good archive of this. Our technicians can also scan it, microfiche it. Now, this is how we do the retroactive. I'm not going to give away everything because I also do teach classes about this thing. I prefer if you paid the $550 entrance fee to get into the... we're renting a room at the YMCA, so that's where we're at now. That's where the classrooms are at now. Everything's evolution, baby. It all moves. It all grooves. It all moves. It all grooves. All within its time. We have a projection screen in there. Yes, that's on our FAQ. The FAQ. I'm just trying to use the simplest jargon. The FAQ. For those of you who don't know, the FAQ, they are not internet police. They are not... They're not sanctioned by the FDA. They're not even a part of the FBI. These guys, the FAQ, it's a frequently asked question. We get sent this to our post office box all the time. Plus, the carrier pigeons bring us these kinds of questions all the time. All the time. Without fail. Period. Can you retroactively introduce, well, I don't want to give away all the nuggets, but I'll just say this. For the audio, we would take that, we'd scan it. We would record it, digitally. We'll do it digitally. We'll use the bytes and the bits. We'll get it in there. We do have enough RAM now. RAM and ROM. At this point, we have more ROM than RAM, but once our crowdfunding kicks in, we'll have equally enough RAM, if not more, to handle all those bits and bytes. I heard someone talking mathematics earlier. There are zeros and ones. There are lots of zeros and ones involved. There are as many zeros and ones as there are grains of sand on the beach, as there are as many capillaries and molecules floating through our bodies, both of our bodies, all of our bodies all at once right now. There are that many. So, bring your files in. Our technicians, zip, zip, we get it. Audio, what do? Now, we go back into into our recording booth. I think if it was good enough for Sun Studios, it's good enough for us. We use the bathroom. We used to use an outhouse, now we're using a bathroom. It's less stinky, to be honest with you. We close the windows, we put towels on the windows, on the walls. We need something that's going to hold in that sound and still give it that rustic vibe that all the great mountain bands love. We go in there, we record it. I like to run a skipping record in the background. So it goes, you hear the to give that sound. It echoes in there. So what I do is I record the introduction. Whatever you want, you can introduce it if you want. You can. We have a slew of celebrities who will do it for you. If you need it done, they'll do it. Please, if you want to check out our newsletter, we'll send you the newsletter. We just need your post office box, if not your suite number, definitely your apartment number, and at this day and age, just to be safe, just to confirm identity, we're going to have to get the street address. That's new, something new we're offering, but we just want to make sure that the mail gets to you. Also, you can send us information to our P.O. Box, which will be set up momentarily. Remember, we're a startup here. We're a startup. So, retroactive introductions, it's what we do. Is it something that was shot on 16mm? Well, you're going to need a machine to transfer that. All of that analog, all that data. You're going to get it on something. Hopefully it'll be archived, because then it comes over to us, we look at it. You know, the rigmarole, same thing we did for the other thing. We had the retroactive introduction, put it back out there into the world. Listen, I wouldn't even show you, if this was, listen, if Huelhauser were to be interviewing me right now, I cannot say that I would show him all the goodies. I wouldn't show him all the nooks and the crayons. The nukes and the crayons, the nukes and the crayons. I'm not going to show him all the nukes and crayons. It's above my pay grade. to be honest with you, I mean, it's above my pay grade. It's above my pay grade. What do I know? I just work here. Bottom line, I just work here. However, I do know I am the owner, the founder, co-founder, inventioneer, whatever accolades you want to give me. Listen, whatever accolades you want to give me, I'm the guy who invented, and I'm one of its many employees. Retroactive introductions. I hope you consider me, and I realized the training video would have taken much less time explaining this. I was distracted. There's a lot of nature out here. Cue nature sounds. Yeah. So that's what you're going to learn in this part of the library. Oh, we're still in the library? Yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah, we're still in the library? Yeah, nature library. You didn't hear the nature sounds? Oh, I thought you pressed a button and you made that sound. I thought that was Foley. I just told nature to do that. I said, nature, we're going to need you to do that. And then it did it. Oh, okay. Okay, I was wrong the whole time. I thought you're performing magic. You're actually performing sorcery. What do you mean by that? Well, magic is an illusion and sorcery is real. Oh, that's true. Yeah, sorcery is real. Yeah. Because when you get down to the brass tacks, the copper are good too. Copper and brass, they both kind of look, they have a similar look about them, don't they? Yeah, they're both shiny, yeah. Tan like a penny, yeah. Cue crows. Thank you. Boy, you really have a... You know, in the Bible, they talk about the dominion that you have over nature. They weren't kidding about that. I hear a lot about this in these weddings. People getting up reading during the ceremonials. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at... Ooh, do you hear that? Let's see if the trees will speak directly to us. We're right here by the antenna tree. It's interesting. You'll notice that as you talk outside, you'll notice nature putting its stamp of approval on specific things that you will say, right? Like it's a horn honk, sometimes it's a crow, sometimes it's a hammer. Back in the distance, I'm looking at it right now, someone's putting up a street light. Street lights. I could do a time-lapse of that, huh? I need to, by the way, I need to clear out this memory. Do you hear that? Someone in the peanut gallery. So, all right. Thanks for everything. I mean, this was a hearty read. I read my Mark Twain in no time flat. So thank you so much for your... thanks for showing me the ropes here. The door was open. Air conditioner. Oh, jeez, the robot broke down. Great, the air conditioner broke down. Well, hopefully this ukulele will still work, okay? Hmm.
that's a neat one.
The leaves fell from the autumn trees. The oaks swayed in the darkness. A cricket creaked its way across a wooden bridge in the park that night. The moon smiled its crackled tooth grin, and the squirrels hid in the trees. The branches waved, they swayed, they crisply pit-pattered like a percussion orchestra. The leaves chick 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 and the grass. The sounds of people laughing in the night. It had claws. It had a tail. It broke off into two parts. It was furry. One of the tails had a curly spear sharpness to it. The other one had what looked like three tentacles. It was quite a curious sight. And certainly would have scared you had you bumped into it. Unbeknownst to the young couple exiting their apartment, the night chill gusted past them in the alley. Slight howl was heard in the distance, mixed with the laughter from inside the windows upstairs. The couple found their way to a dark bridge, and they wondered to themselves, should we cross this rickety, rickety bridge? Simon, the intellectual, argued that it was a shortcut. Yes, he was scared of the dark. And yes, it was dark there in the park on the other side of the bridge. Anastasia argued that bridge is just too rickety. I'm wearing high heels, and they could easily get caught in the bridge. Let's go the long way around, where the lights are, where the carriages are, where the people are. where the storefronts are, where the laughter is, where the crowds are, where the lights glow, where bicycles ride along the sidewalk. They decided to play rock, paper, scissors. One, two, three. Anastasia threw up. Scissors. Simon threw up a rock. Oh, fine, she said. Let's go across the rickety bridge. I'll take my shoes off. Even though that bridge might give me splinters. He said, okay. Don't worry. I've got... a flashlight. We can see where we're going. Extraordinary, she said. That makes me much less scared. Would you like a granola bar? And Simon says, well, of course, I'm very hungry. I didn't eat a thing at the party. How about you? She said, I had some grapes. He said, oh yes, those look delicious. Were they as delicious as they looked? She said, mm-hmm, juicy. Juicy, succulent, even zesty and a slight bit tangy. He said, well, that sounds like a delicious little morsel. She said, yes, it was quite a giblet. He said, okay, now, do we go along the path? Where the lights are on, near the water. She said, I'm scared the crocodiles might be out tonight. He said, so you won't go down the dark path through the more forested area? She said, yes, that sounds... fine with me. We've got the flashlight, after all. He said, hey, it's not my fault you lost. It's not my fault you made scissors and I made a rock. She said, I understand. I'm just grumpy. I'll feel better after I eat this granola bar. And he said... And it's quite delicious. She said, let me try that. Yes. Something appeared in the distance. It looked hopeful. It looked bright. It was a marvelous sight. Anastasia and Simon decided to walk in that direction. It wasn't that far up ahead. All they had to do was endure the darkness of the foreboding forest. dark creature from traveling through so many planets realized the art form of shape-shifting, yes, of course, transforming into other entities, much like an anglerfish, and it attracts its prey with a shiny bit of bait. Well, in the case of this creature, which, for the purposes of this discussion, as we don't quite have a name for it, we'll call it the whatever. Yes, that sounds good. The whatever. So, the whatever figured out through its travels and its travails and its travesties and its tragedies and its comedies, it learned how to shapeshift, to morph into various sights and sounds, things that seem more attractive to certain species than others. It used this power quite well, and it often thought about shapeshifting into a human and making a living as a magician. However, in this case, it saw a young couple walking up the path. For one thing I had yet to mention was this creature, the whatever, has a thermal night vision ability about it, where it can see all spectrums of sight, in the day or of the night. If it's too dark or if it's too bright. The young couple saw this bedazzling light. They walked towards it. And he said to her, "What are your thoughts here? Do you think it's fiend, friend, or is it foe?" "Foe," she said. "No, I think this is very real. I don't think this is foe at all." "However, if you were to ask me if this light would just suddenly start saying fee, fi, fo, fum, I would definitely answer with this. Anything is possible at this point in time, right?"
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.